Hi, welcome to Microsoft Build Conference 2017. I am Francis Zhou, Program Manager in Windows Error Reporting.
And I'm Ila Malani, Program Manager in the Mobile Center team.
Hi, Ila. So I heard you just published your app the other day. How's it going?
Hey, Francis. I just published my app, but I'll be honest, it's a bit overwhelming.
What's going on?
So I'm getting mixed reviews from some of the users that the app is crashing for them, and I don't really know what's going wrong.
Oh, I know exactly what you mean. I have run into similar issues with my own application when it just crashes out there in the wild, and I have no idea what's going on, and I get really frustrated. As developers, aren't you just frustrated when you get all these reports of crashes from your application and bad reviews, and you don't know how to react to it or what to do about it? Well, that's why we're here today to tell you about an exciting product coming from Microsoft called Visual Studio Mobile Center Crash Reporting Services. Ila, why don't you start by telling us what Mobile Center is?
Absolutely. As an application developer, we know that it's a long way to go from an idea of having an awesome app all the way up to submitting it in the App Store and being used by thousands of people. There are so many challenges in the way. A, mobile space itself is so fragmented that you have to take care of huge number of device configurations, platforms, operating systems, and whatnot. B, the development cycle itself, it can be really long, and the automation, it can be cumbersome to set up for the first time. And C, you're not just done by submitting the app in the store and letting people use it. Your users, they have very high expectations from you. So you have to make sure that you constantly take user feedback, iterate on the app, and release a very high quality app with a faster release cycle so that your users, they feel satisfied. If these challenges, they sound familiar to you, you already might be using Hockey app in your development workflow. Well, Microsoft's next solution, Mobile Center, is really the next generation of Hockey app. Mobile Center is the mission control for your apps. We have streamlined the entire DevOps pipeline for you so that you can focus on building the right app, and we will take care of everything that's involved in it. We support a wide variety of platforms. So if you are building your application in iOS using Objective-C or Swift, in Android using Java, in React Native, Xamarin, or Windows UWP, this is the perfect place for you to be. You can choose the right set of services and the right tools that suits your workflow, and we will help you build an app with a faster release cycle and deliver a really high quality app to your users.
So that sounds awesome. I just have one little question. Yep. I heard the name Mobile Center. Does that mean it's for mobile app development only?
No, so even though the product is called Mobile Center, you can run your UWP app on your desktop or your mobile devices.
So with Mobile Center, I can build a full-fledged UWP, and it'll be the UWP promise of write once, run on any Windows device.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Mobile Center is in preview right now. So you can definitely try it out and onboard all your applications. And we are working actively to make it production ready in the next few months. But in this session, we are going to focus on Windows UWP platform, how to onboard your application in UWP in Mobile Center, integrate your app with Crashes SDK, and see all those crashes that your users might be hitting into. Francis, why don't you explain crashes in general to our users?
Yeah, gladly. As app developers, why should we even care about crashes in our applications? Now, if you think about the process of getting users to discover our application, installing and using it, like the moon landing project, you came through millions of miles to finally get close to that final moment, and only to have the engine cut out and the whole thing crashes and burn, no pun intended. What would be the user's experience if their first use experience is the app crash.
Not so good.
Exactly. Research shows that 16% of the users are still willing to use the application after they encounter two or more crashes. That means as much as 84% of your user base could uninstall your application, never to return, if you ship just two crash bugs. And you definitely want to avoid that at all costs.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why we build crash reporting services into Mobile Center. So you can identify those issues, root cause them, fix them, and make your users happy. Ila, why don't you show us how easy it is to opt into crash reporting services?
Absolutely. Our portal URL is mobile.azure.com. It's very easy to sign up with your GitHub, Microsoft, social accounts, or even your own personal account. Once you're signed in, this is the landing page that you will see, which lists all the applications that you have access to. For this demo, I've already created a very basic Hello World application in UWP, and we will see how to integrate Mobile Center Crashes SDK in that application and set it to onboard in Mobile Center. Well, the first step is to add that application in the portal. I'm going to go to the Add New button in here, click on Add New App, and add my Hello World app. So I'll give a name as Hello World and type the description as Awesome App. After that's done, I'll select the right OS as Windows and platform as UWP. But you just saw that we support a wide variety of platforms. So if you are building your application in any of them, it's really easy to onboard. Let's select the right OS and platform again, and I will hit Add New App. As soon as the app is added in Mobile Center, you will go to the Getting Started page, which lists the exact and concise instructions that you have to follow in order to integrate the Mobile Center SDK in your app. We are going to follow these steps in a bit, but let's have a look at the portal in general. On the left, you can see a bunch of different services that we expose in Mobile Center. Using these services, you can easily onboard your application in Mobile Center and take advantage of the full-blown power of it. One more thing I'd like to call out. We have an awesome support system. So just clicking on this intercom button right here, you can start a conversation with us and we can help you resolve your issues. But let's get started with the getting started instructions and setting up my Hello World app. For this demo, I already have included the instructions and set it up in my Visual Studio app. But for you, just follow these instructions one by one, and I bet you will be able to set up your application in just a few minutes. I'll go to my Visual Studio in here. And the first step is to add the NuGet packages. You need the right NuGet packages for Mobile Center. So right-click on the project. Click on Manage NuGet Packages, look for microsoft.azure.mobile.crashes package and include it in your application. The next and the second step is to add a few import statements. And for setting up with the crashes, you need these two import statements to be added in your UWP project. And the third and final step is to have a start API which initializes the SDK and starts the crashes service. So in your mainpage.xaml.cs, you need to include this one line of start API that automatically will collect all the crash reports for your app. Now let's look at the parameters here. This first parameter is the app secret GUID, which uniquely identifies your application in our backend. And the next parameter is the module that you need to start. So if you just want to include crashes, you just specify the crashes module and you're good to go. Well, with these three basic instructions, you are all set to onboard Mobile Center SDK for crashes in your app and collect all those crashes that your users might be hitting. Isn't that very easy, Francis?
So it really is as easy, as simple as 1, 2, 3.
I know.
These three steps and you're done.
Yes.
That's great.
Awesome. Now that we had a look at how to integrate the SDK in the app, Francis, why don't you give us a look at how those crashes looks like in our portal and how can users look at the crashes and prioritize what they need to fix for their app?
My pleasure. As Ela said, once you've enabled crash reporting service in Mobile Center, the data will just start coming in automatically. So to access a crash report, all you have to do is go to the left-hand side menu and click on crashes. The first page you see here is a general health of your application. Now, this is my application, and it's a great example because it's been out there for a while, it's pretty popular, and we got plenty of data coming in. On this first screen here, this graph on the top shows the crashes per day. And this is a number of unique crashes, instances that are coming in on a daily basis. And as you can see, based on the usage pattern, I get peaks and troughs, depends on how the users are using my application. This groups list at the bottom are really the list of individual crashes the user encountered in the real world, all aggregated up and grouped by a set of unique criteria. So let's take one of these as an example. This app unsuspending null pointer read. So this is one unique issue that has crashed for over 29,000 times in the last month or so. The most important thing to look at when you first see this crash group is this top line here. And what it is a class as well as the function name of where the crash has occurred, so you can find it in your code. The second line here in gray text is the problem class as well as the exception code, which describes the nature of the problem. So in this case, what we have here is a typical null pointer read, the dereferencing null pointer, and that obviously leads to a crash. The exception code is right next to the problem class. In this case, it's the standard Microsoft exception code, so you can bing it and find out what the message is all about. I've briefly mentioned about a count before, and this is what the orange field is. It is the count, the number of instances where this crash has occurred in the time period that you're filtering to. And this last column here is the last crash. So what this means is, when did the last instance of this crash occur in real world? As you can see in this example, we've got crashes from this particular problem class, from this particular crash group, as little as 3 minutes ago. The important takeaway here is this data is coming in real time, so you can use the information to make timely decisions. When you click on the crash group, this takes us to the details class, the details page. So here's all the details you need to pinpoint the exact code path that led to this particular crash. For example, we know the crash happened on this frame here. And we can see that all the rest of the OS framework stacks are on the frame here. And we get a sense of exactly where this crash originated in and where it came from. So with all this information, you know where the crash happened, you know when the crash happened, and you know how often this crash occurs in the real world. You can use all this information to identify, prioritize, and fix the issues that your customers are experiencing so you can make them happy.
That sounds great.
So in short, enabling crash reporting services in using Mobile Center is super easy. It's a quick one-line integration into your code. And the report itself is simple to understand. So you can use this information to improve the quality of your application and increase your user satisfaction. Mobile Center, as Ela mentioned, is still under development, and it will be ready sometime later in 2017. But you can get a free preview today. Simply go to aka.ms/mobilecenter to get started. And that concludes our talk today. Thank you very much.
Thank you.